Hey, my friend, how are you today? How is your heart? I hope that you've had a wonderful week so far. It is Friday, and I hope that you can just take a moment to breathe this weekend. Just feels so good to just stop and pause and release the activities of the week. So today I want to share with you a little food for thought, and this is going to be a vulnerable share, and I hope that it supports you in some way. But I have this urge to share and get this out into the open because sometimes healing comes with exposure, right? So easy to hide those parts of us that seem uncomfortable or uncomely, but so often the chains that bind us to our narratives become broken through the acts of self-awareness, acknowledgement, and self-acceptance. So here I am to break the chains, to be honest with myself, and perhaps my words will help you give yourself permission to do the same. So here's my story. For the last year, last 5 years or so, I've had this desire to work with an amazing local photographer. Her name is Chelsea, and I've had the desire to invest in a branding photo shoot for my business. And so many times I've come close to hiring her, but every time I've paused and stepped back. Of course, I had my reasons. I didn't have enough money, or my hair or weight wasn't where I wanted it to be, or my business wasn't ready, or I didn't have the time. You get the point. I had all of the excuses, but no follow through. But this year was different. You see, last year was one of the hardest years of my life, but it brought me to this conclusion. Life is short. I only get one shot at my life. And I began to feel the urgency to live. I got so sick and tired of living day to day in the same mundane cycle, just going along and not really getting the most out of each moment I was granted. I wanted to travel or explore new local places alone and with my family. I wanted to offer more amazing writing spaces for my clients. I wanted to gather my words and shape them into books that can change the world. I wanted to use my voice to speak life into other women. I wanted to reach out and give back in my local community, but all of that felt stifled and suppressed, and mental and emotional and spiritual survival, that seemed to be the greatest priority. And I did. I survived and I thrived and I flourished through faith and God's grace, and I entered this year a different woman, but I was ready to live. So I decided that this year would be my lean in year. I would open my heart up to what's meant for me. I would embrace my life as myself with greater authenticity and honesty and freedom. I would stop hiding. I would step into my purpose and my calling and serve where I was called to serve and allow myself to be heard and seen. So I decided to finally go for it. And I scheduled a photo shoot with Chelsea. I was in love with her work. And I couldn't wait to collaborate with this talented woman. But as picture day grew closer, I began to feel a deep and growing anxiety that I just couldn't reconcile with the excitement I had for the shoot. So a few days before our appointment, I began to list all the reasons why I needed to cancel the photo shoot. It was to be held in my home, and we're in the middle of packing because we plan to move in a few months, so I told myself, the house isn't photo worthy. Unexpected things began to happen. My son got sick. The dog ran away. I felt emotionally fried. And these were all wonderful excuses to cancel the photo shoot, right? But I didn't cancel. The day of the shoot, my hair, y'all, was doing its own thing. And I never even got the opportunity to go and buy that outfit, you know, that outfit, right, for the big day. But I didn't cancel. I reminded myself to lean in, breathe, and go with the flow. Let me tell you, the shoot was amazing, and Chelsea was amazing, and I felt amazing for honoring my commitment to myself and for leaning in and being a part of that beautiful experience. But I learned something about myself that I never knew before. I struggle with being vulnerable. Let me tell you, as I sat and stood before that camera, all of my insecurities were on display. And they began to speak in my head, and I became aware of the narratives that have driven my emotions and habits and behaviors throughout the years. As I smiled and posed in the woods behind my home, I began to link behavioral problems with triggers and thoughts with habits. And y'all, I had a whole reflective and therapeutic moment right there in front of the lens. And through it all, I kept hearing Chelsea's affirming voice grounding me and reminding me to breathe. She kept saying, breathe, Nicole. Breathe. And so I did. And I began to release those narratives that had defined my life for so long. And after the photo shoot, I felt the peace and the freedom and the permission and the acceptance to just be. Throughout this last week, I have sat with that experience. And I processed my insights in my journaling sessions, and I realized that the fear of being vulnerable has been an interwoven thread within the tapestry of my life and business. It has caused me to shut down and sabotage my success when new business opportunities became available. It has discouraged me from reaching out in conversations and collaborations. It has stopped me from following through on ideas, intentions, and goals. It has suppressed my desire to journey beyond my comfort zone to support others and to engage in new opportunities. Like, all of this showed up for me this past week, and I'm just like, wow. So now I have a choice to make. What will I do with these revelations and insights? How will I think and feel and show up differently in my life and business? What new thoughts will I choose to think when old narratives and thought patterns want to show up in the future? How can I shape my life from here? What will I shift? Aren't these such beautiful and liberating questions? I love that we don't have to show up the same way we did yesterday. Every day is a new opportunity to choose a different experience in your life, my friend. Sort of like those Choose Your Own Adventure books my son loves. Listen, we get to choose our thoughts. We get to choose our feelings, and we get to choose our choices. And that's so powerful. Never forget that. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that it's going to be easy, that I'm just going to be like, hey, y'all, here I am in every situation. Nope, that's not even me. But what I will do moving forward is move in greater intention, with greater attention to my thoughts, why I think what I think, why I feel what I feel, and why I do what I do. I'll be more cognizant of the moments when I want to shrink and become small, especially when I am faced with discomfort. And I'll keep allowing myself to breathe and simply lean in to the journey, one step at a time, and I encourage you to do the same. Now, if you want to explore this a little bit deeper, here are a few good questions. Number one, do you experience the fear of being vulnerable? If so, how does this show up, excuse me, in your life and business? Number two, what does leaning in mean to you? And number three, how would life change for you if you gave yourself permission to lean in within the various aspects of your life and business? Ponder these questions in your heart first, and then give yourself permission to allow your thoughts to exist on the page. I just want to thank you so much for letting me get this story out and placing it at your feet. Again, I hope these words supported you in some way. Please feel free to share your thoughts with me. I'm on Instagram at The Journal Coaching CO. I'd love to hear from you and any insight that showed up for you after listening to this. I hope that you take what you need. Please feel free to share this with someone else. And as always, take good care. Much love, my friends.